Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. I can't see. I can't see.
You couldn't find the...
Nah. Amen. We here. Prophetic Grace Network. I'm Terrence.
And I am Tanisha. And today is March 2nd, 2022. It is 7:14 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are excited to be here. We're in the third month of 2022. So this year is already, when you think about it, it's starting to go by, being month three. It feels like it was just January. So to me, I'm just like amazed that we are in the third month and we are heading into spring, a new season, and excited to see what God is going to do the remainder of this year, the revelation that we're going to get. I really believe that as a body of Christ, we are going to have an explosion of wisdom, and that there is going to be hidden things that are uncovered in this year to prepare us for what's to come and what God wants us to do individually and as a body of Christ.
Yes. That's great. You know, being in position, and you know, God has given us the ability through His Holy Spirit to be able to walk in the know. You know, we have the ability to know all things. And when I say that, we know all things, not literally, but we know all things through our faith, because we put our faith in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what teaches and knows all things. Jesus said, He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will leave you with the Holy Spirit, which will teach you all things. And so we know all things when we put our faith in God. We know all things because as we are led by Him through faith and we move by faith, we're always in the position of knowing. So when fear tries to come upon you, you already know that that's a lie. You know, when anxieties try to come upon you, you already know that that's a lie. When you try to reason with yourself about it and try to, when you know God is telling you to do something and you're trying to reason with what God is telling you, well, you know, maybe even if I work three more months, you know, and put this much aside, then I will feel better. It's not when we remove I and just go with God, then we will be all right.
Yeah.
Because God called us to teach His kingdom, preach kingdom. God called us to be kingdom citizens, and so we have to operate like kingdom of heaven citizens, kingdom of God citizens. We have to begin to operate like this here in the earth. When we say we believe that we are in this earth but not of it, you know, these are the things that we say we put our faith on the line for, you know. When you put your faith into it and you claim that you believe it, that's what you stand on. You can't deviate from that. Don't deviate from that.
Mm-hmm.
When you deviate from it, you cause problems in your life. Okay, is walking with God, is everything easy? No. Here in the earth? No, it's not. It's not designed to be, because there's not any perfection in the earth. Jesus was the only one that came and walked this earth perfectly. Lived it out to the T. But what we do, we depend on the Holy Spirit because of Jesus giving His life for us and giving us the opportunity to be born again and to go into the Spirit and focus on what's going on in the Spirit and putting the flesh in the place that it's going, that it's supposed to be in. Recognizing what's wrong. Calling out the lies, the deception. Being honest with yourself. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
In spirit and in truth. The Lord didn't tell us to worship Him in spirit and perfection. He said,
I just want you to be honest about it. Like, don't be delusional about it. If I tell you that every man that should marry a woman, if I tell you that, don't be deluded. Don't be delusional. Don't deviate from what I'm saying. Why are you even from? If it's not saying what I said, why are you compromising with it? Why are you not being honest about this? Why are you not being truthful? If this is what I'm telling you that it says, it ain't you that anybody should have a problem with. If they got a problem with it, just bring it to me. I am that I am. I'm the creator of all things. Surely, if anybody got a problem with me, I don't have any problem addressing it. But yet, we walk around like we gotta protect God. Go on. I won't start nothing. But you're just going to let the house burn down. Huh? See that flame over there? And you got the means to put that fire out. But you walk off saying, I started. Whoever started needs to put it out. Really? But that's how delusion will have us,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Just doing the dumbest things.
And it's time for us to be honest. It's spirit and the truth. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. If you ain't coming to me spiritually correct or honest, don't come to me at all. It's simple. It's a simple gospel, people. It's a very simple love. It's a simple love story. You know?
And
we're all in it. We're all in it. And so God has simplified a lot of things with me concerning who he is. And I just live not to try to put God in any type of box and put limits on God and try to tell people how God only does things. Because I don't know. God said he can do anything. Anything but fail. That's what we say. Can you do anything but fail? No failure in the Lord? Okay. I can ride with it. But thank you all for joining tonight. I just thank God for being here again. We are always so elated to have you here joining in with us at Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. Thank God for Randy and Julie Chandler, our spiritual mother and father of this particular network. And Lord, we just thank God for what he has done here. And things we have seen and the things that we have not seen and that are to come. We just thank God for what the blessing. We thank God for the anointing that he has on his network. We thank God for all of the listeners and all of the other ministers that are a part of sharing the gospel, sharing, spreading the kingdom of God through these airwaves. We thank God for Blog Talk,
mm-hmm.
You know, for being a platform that allows this. Come on, somebody. You know, but I believe God is going to position us to where we create our own networks. You know, and People buy slots from us. Say, so you want to play your music? Come on, yes. But giving us the ownership and the control to subdue this earth the way he's called us to do it. And so we just thank God for that. Before we get into calls, you got anything, sweetie?
I can highlight some scriptures while you were speaking that were coming to me. And
while I was ranting.
No, you weren't ranting. You were preaching.
okay? Ranting to me is just rambling to somebody who is just ain't talking about nothing.
I'm talking about myself.
For preaching, hallelujah, you're giving us the word of God.
Amen.
So I appreciate you.
You're sweating on me.
And your obedience. See, that's that pastor heat that came on you. You be sweating. But I was in the book of Proverbs while you were preaching. I was actually in Proverbs 21. Let me go there to it. Because the header is on life and conduct.
Mm-hmm.
One that we all pretty much know this one. And this one is one that we need to keep into the forefront of our minds at all times when we're making decisions and as we're doing this thing called life, right? Proverbs 21:2 says, every man's way is right in his own eyes,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord weighs and examines the heart of people and their motives. And so it goes back to what Terrence was just saying. When we let God take control, then the motive is Christ, right? Even Randy was talking about last night, submitting and yielding to God. When Jesus was in the garden, right, when he was sweating blood,
mm-hmm.
when he said, you know, if this cup, can basically this cup pass from me?
If there's any way.
He didn't say it once.
Mm-mm.
He didn't say it twice.
Mm-hmm.
He said it three times.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally got it was the third time because he said, nevertheless,
mm-hmm.
not my will be done, but your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
So the motive became God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the scripture says, every man's way is right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way you could be thinking that you're right, that you're wrong when you're, I mean, some people do know they're just dead wrong. And God deals with them. That's one thing I've learned in my life. God deals with people. You know? But people be thinking that they're right. But the Lord weighs and examines the hearts of people and their motives.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that even though you might think you're right, your heart motive is going to tell off on you. And so always be having the prayer of the Lord examine my heart, examine my motive. Even Seth and I had an incident earlier today, and he asked me, what's your motive for doing that? Where's that coming from? What place is that coming from? And I had to think about it. I really did, and I already knew where it was coming from.
I was going to
say. Let's just keep it 100. But somebody was trying to engage an argument with me. And Terrence was like, why do you feel the need to even engage? Like, where is that coming from? And I knew it was coming from a place of irritation.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, just don't say anything. So I didn't. Because he asked the question that we all should be asking ourselves. What's your motive? And where is that coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you ask yourself that, you'll be surprised at the things that you won't do.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that moment, you right. And you're, oh, you want to try me? So I'm going to give you a sample. Right? You write it on, don't start now, won't be none. Because right in that moment, you feel you're right because if a person is coming at you crooked or whatever the case may be, you feel right to say whatever. But then if you really just ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
what is my motive? What's in my heart? What's swelling in my heart? Because out of the heart, you know, out of the mouth mm-hmm. flows the issues of the heart. So if I'm engaging with you, what's in my heart is what's driving me to engage with you,
mm-hmm.
which is not peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not love. It's something in the heart that needs to be removed. And the motive is not coming from a good place. And not mm-hmm. to say that we don't have the situations. We're all human.
Absolutely.
But what we're trying to do is we're trying to be stronger, right?
Right.
Which is why I'm sharing even my, I'm being honest about what I experienced just today.
Walking truth.
Come on now, the truth is what's going to set you free. People sitting up there lying and acting like they don't have problems and they, oh, I'm just saying, hey, I do a show and blog talk because they're too perfect. No, that's not how we operate. We all are in this together. We're all learning together. We're all growing together. We need one another. I was glad that Terrence at that moment asked me, where is that coming from? What's your motive?
And here I was thinking like, but I knew immediately when he said it. Mm-hmm. Like, stand down. Even though I felt right, I knew I was wrong. Because you'll think in your own eyes, but we don't do things through us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do things through Christ.
Come on.
Because if I'm doing it through me and I'm a flawed human being, you never know what the filter's going to be. The filter might be anger. The filter might be irritation. The filter might be because I'm hungry. The filter might be because I'm tired. The filter might be because I'm having a great day. The filter might be because my check hit my account. You don't, it changes. Because people, we're not like God, where he remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a filter of emotions that could cause us. You can be emotionally in this moment here, thinking that you're right in your eyes, where tomorrow you're emotionally somewhere else, and you can recognize, I probably couldn't handle that better. What changed? Because those emotions will have you thinking at that moment that in your eyes that you're right, because emotions will tell. Emotions speak.
Mm-hmm.
I only give it to them because they want to be talking back to you.
Man,
they want to cut you off, go on and shake your fist. They deserve that. And say you can't be acting like that. Or whatever them emotions don't tell you to do.
Why?
Go on and tip that. Toy, you got your check today. You feeling good about yourself? You know, it's going to vary. But it will tell you that you're right in your own eyes, which is why we don't do it through ourselves. And you can say, well, I was having an emotional moment. That's true, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment that I got the revelation that I wasn't operating from a good place, I operated through the strength that I have in Christ. Because I was able to, because I can do. But the minute I yield my will, nevertheless, not my will, but your will, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't God's will for us to be arguing with people, especially when you know that the person who is trying to get under your skin. Especially when you know that it's coming from a demonic place. Because sometimes you're going to have, you know, disagreements with people who are fellow Christians. Every argument ain't coming from, you know, a demonic place. It might really be a true misunderstanding. But it's different between having a misunderstanding and trying to understand each other's perspective and a person just trying to pick at you with the intent of irritating you and trying to spoil your time and get on your nerves. And you know the devil is using them. That's different. Especially when you're discerning that. But despite any of the reasons that other people do what they do, you can't control other people. You can control you.
Come on. Come on.
And you can always at any time say, what's my motive? What's in my heart?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good word. What's your motive? What's in your heart? And that's what it all starts with us first. You know, we always have to check within first. And you go to God first. Go within first. Check with the Holy Spirit first. You know, then Holy Spirit will lead you. Because my dad always say, man, if you got to ask, you already know the answer. You already know that answer. What we're going to do, we're just going to continue to just believe God and thank God for growth.
Mm-hmm.
For being patient with yourself and just taking the steps, you know, quick. I just really sense like so many people really try to move like to be perfect instead of moving to be Christ-like. You get what I'm saying? Christ in his fullness did walk in full perfection. He walked his life and did everything God asked of him to do perfectly. That's what he was made to do, period. Period. And so we honor him with our lives by walking in spirit and in truth. Because as we move through life and we battle with things, you recognize, okay, this is what this is in my life. You know, so Lord, I need you. Okay? Then you go to God and you ask God about how to deal with this thing. You will never get through it. You'll probably get up tomorrow and do something else stupid. Like, God, dog, I shouldn't have said that. Or I shouldn't have reacted that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And God will be, the Holy Spirit will bring these things to your remembrance as well. And you reevaluate yourself. But thank God for his grace and mercy. So like, Lord, I thank you, you know, for forgiving me for doing this particular thing, you know. I'm moving forward now. It's over with. Next. Satan always want to try to bring it up. What you did yesterday? Man, yesterday is gone. Like, for real. You know, whatever God wants to reveal, I'm still walking with the Lord. But God, I'm not going to yield to what Satan is telling me, because just like today, I got a great business idea, a great opportunity coming, and I got a lot of things going through my head, and you know, I'm trying. And then the Holy Spirit said, "You get ahead of yourself," just like that. And when he said that, then I started telling my wife, I was like, "Maybe I feel like I'm overthinking and trying to get ahead of things."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was doing. You know, we just have to keep waking up and allow God to show us what to do. Don't try to get ahead of what he's already done, because this is the thing. It's already been done. It's nothing that you're going to do to make it happen. God has already done this for us. We have to have faith that it's done.
Yeah.
Everything that we step into is already done. The step that you put your foot on is already complete. It's not being made when you put your foot on it. The step has already been made for you when you step on it. It's prepared in advance. Man, I got me stirred. I'm like, whew, I felt this thing.
Me too.
I bet if I unmuted everybody, I bet everybody was loud tonight. I just want to hear everybody holler. Can we unmute everybody at the same time?
I don't know.
Can that happen? Let's see that. We ain't never had that. I just want to unmute everybody. How do we do this?
You're going to get a Jericho shout.
Yeah, I just want to hear some folks shout tonight. If you hear your line unmute, I just want you to start shouting. I'm unmuting everybody. I just want folks to start shouting tonight. I just want y'all
shout?
To start praising the Lord online tonight, live while we are here. I want y'all to holler, get loud for Jesus. If your line is unmute, just go ahead and holler. Just give the Lord a shout of praise. Thank you. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I keep hearing the word.
Just believe it. It ain't about
his ability. It's all about our ability to believe. So if you believe tonight that God is who he says he is, then whatever your issue is tonight is no longer an issue. Whatever your issue was coming to this phone call tonight, coming to this service,
it's no longer an issue.
It's going to be what God says it is. That's it. Our issues have been cleared. Our debts have been cleared. I dare you to believe like a kingdom citizen.
Come on. I was thinking about that last night while I was watching the State of the Union address and how so many people were really excited about it to see what plans the President of the United States has for the future and what type of things he wants to put in place to ensure, you know, the betterment of people. I'm like, we have a State of the Union address in our word.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Ooh.
Our God has already told us what he's going to do for his people.
Right.
He's already told us what benefits we have. He's already provided the means and the way for all the issues, problems, troubles, or anything that we can face in this earth.
Come on.
Let's get excited about that. Like Terrence said, people, and there is power in this earth, and certain people do possess levels of power, but we serve the Almighty. Ain't no human Almighty. I don't care what they call themselves. No human is Almighty.
No.
Only God is Almighty. We serve the Almighty God. And so the plans of man versus the plans of God, you come on, a created versus the creator, this is no competition.
Say visual destruction.
Come on.
What was that?
Yeah, that was
sweet right there. Man, and the Lord is talking. He let y'all know.
He's trying to get you to understand. Do you understand who you are? Do you understand your position? I don't care if President Biden don't do none of the things he said last night. Our God does what he say he's going to do.
Man.
Come on.
Man.
He don't have nobody. He got to go through approval. Oh, he is
man.
The approval.
Come on.
Come on.
And we got the step of the approval by the blood, man. The
we
blood
are, we sealed in it.
Man,
he ain't got to go through no cabinet members or no conference or no senate or nothing like that.
Man.
When he said he the great I am, he like, well, Lord, I'm over here waiting for approval. I am approval.
Mm-hmm.
When we waiting for this help, I am help.
Come on, somebody.
No, you ain't got to wait. You ain't got to wait on man because those who wait on the Lord... Come on.
Mm-hmm. Come on. We're going to mount up.
They're going to mount.
On wings.
Like eagles.
Like eagles.
Come on.
We're going to run and not be weary. We can walk and
not faint. Come on. Because people will faint
sitting there
waiting on something for men. You ain't got to do that. Now, it's good to be informed about what's going on in our world because we still live in it.
Yeah.
We're not in some heavenly bubble. As far as our dealings, but we ain't gotta depend on what they gonna do. Our God has already told us what he gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And you better hang your hat on that. Oh, I can't wait till they get that affordable housing together because that's showing you don't need nothing but Jesus.
That's it.
That's all you need.
Because you might need to stay in that little one bedroom apartment. If you get that house, you probably mess off some money right now.
I can't wait for them to cut them prescriptions because you need the Lord.
Right.
He'll find a way. Now, he used people on the earth,
right.
Of course. So that might be something that he does use to benefit you. But you don't quit hanging on what man said they're going to do and hang on what the Lord has already said he has done.
Right.
And agree in faith. He doesn't lie. See, people can lie without trying. Somebody could tell you that they're going to do something. I could tell you, I'm going to show up at your house at 5 o'clock and give you a ride to work, and I leave my house to go get you, and I got a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't get you. So I didn't intend to lie, but I didn't come through with my word and do what I said I was going to do because I'm limited. But when God says that there is no nothing, no barriers, no blocks,
right.
No, oh, I overslept. oh, sorry, oh, I just lied because I was trying to make you feel good and get out of my face, or any other excuse or reason that people don't come through and do the things that they say they going to do. If he said it, it's going to happen, period. The only limitation is your lack of faith. That's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's trust God tonight. Let's get excited, because anything that we face is an opportunity for him to show himself mighty and true. Don't look at problems like problems. Lord, mm-hmm. here's your opportunity. Bring mm-hmm. it to him like that. Oh, God, I got a problem. Help me. I got a problem. Lord, I got an opportunity, because your word says, and start reading that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for using me and seeing me fit to be in this opportunity to show your word mighty and true for those who are in my circle, those who watch me, those who know me, so that your word could be proven true. I thank you for having a heart of thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Thank them for it all.
Mm-hmm.
I had a moment today. I was getting my space together, my office space, because it's time for me to start doing more around doing like writing and getting stuff together that the Lord has told me I'm going to be doing this year. And a song came across my mind. I mean, across my music app. I have a music app that I like to listen to. A song that I hadn't heard in a very long time. It's an old song. And the last time I heard the song was when my mother died. Around the time my mother died, she had some CDs and stuff, and I took some of her CDs and I would listen to some of the CDs. And I remember this one particular song by the Dales, Stay in My Corner.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked that song, but the lyrics, when you just lost your mother, it hit me so hard. I remember just I would drive around, parents don't even notice, I would drive around with that song on repeat and just cry in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like I was never not going to feel that way. And I was able to listen to the song today, and it took me right back to that moment, took me there. But instead of feeling like I felt at that moment, I said, Lord, that was an opportunity for mm-hmm. you to your word, how you comfort the grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not feel like I could be comforted at that time. I felt like I was always going to feel that way. Lost, yearning, empty,
mm-hmm.
but a hole in me. I felt like at that moment, I was never not going to feel that way. But hearing the song reminded me, I'm like, wow, the Lord came through. His word is true.
Mm-hmm.
His word is true. It was an opportunity for him to prove himself to be true. Because sometimes that's all you got. That's all you got is your faith. Lord, I need that word to be true about what you said about the grieving. To comfort. I need that word to be true the way I'm feeling. And guess mm-hmm. what? I'm the living example, a living epistle that word is true. Everything that we face in life is an opportunity. Don't look at it like a problem anymore. Let's change that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change that, family, because there's nothing new under the sun. There ain't nothing that you're facing that nobody has ever faced before. There's nothing that you're facing that the word has not addressed. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big, small, heinous, troubling, disturbing, it don't matter. The word speaks on every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that everything we face is an opportunity for the word to be applied and to show it true. God is not like man that he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
His word is true. Put the word to it. This is an opportunity, Lord. This person, this is the opportunity for you to show how you deal with people. I need my peace.
Mm-hmm.
I need my peace, Father God. All these things bothering me. So I'm going to apply your word to it. I don't like this job. Or Lord, I'm afraid to jump. I'm afraid. I'm having a guard moment, Father God, that if this cup shall pass, but I know your word says I can do all things through you who strengthens. Come on, let's get into our word. We got to get to our word. We got to know what the word says. We got to know scripture
mm-hmm.
so that when every quote unquote problem or issue arises, that we could turn it into an opportunity. And if you don't know scripture, then start digging. Anytime something arises and you just don't quite know what to do, what does the word have to say about this? And let me apply it. And let me have a prayer of thanksgiving. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the way we pray, because we don't want any of our prayers hindered or blocked. We, for certain, don't want to be the ones that's doing the hindering and blocking with our anxieties. Randy was just talking about that last night. So if you didn't hear last night's show, I highly recommend that you go back into Blog Talk and listen to it. We don't want to block or hinder any of our prayers. It's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Times are changing. We're going to see some shifts. We're really living out these last days. And because it's our normal times, we don't see it the way, we don't see it like how we thought we saw it, like how end times movies made it seem. We're in it. We're in it full throttle. And we going to get through it with prayer. We're going to get through it with faith. We're going to get through it with sharpening one another. I thank God that Terrence was available to ask me a question today, so I didn't get myself all riled up and get myself into some nonsense and a waste of time. I don't want to waste my time. We in end times. I don't have time to waste. I want to always be effective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing or no situations or nobody dulling my blade.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't die on the cross for that. That's not why I'm here in this time. It's not why God saw me fit to wake up this morning, because he didn't have to wake me up this morning. I could have been over in the glory. Parents could have woke up and had to call them folk to come collect me.
Mm-hmm.
But here I stand, and it's through we have to help one another, hold each other accountable, help each other be great, help each other stay focused. That's true love. And we have to do our part.
Mm-hmm.
Faith cometh by hearing,
mm-hmm.
and by hearing the word of God. Can't say, I just don't have faith, but you listen to junk and garbage all day, just pure rubbish.
Not rubbish.
Pure rubbish. You're not going to have it if you're not doing the steps to get it. It's okay to have a little bit of faith. It's not okay to stay having a little bit of faith, especially when you have the knowledge of how to get more.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes no sense. That means you don't want it. Because people tend to do the things that's going to get them what they want, especially when they know the steps. It's one thing when they don't know. They're like, I know what I want, but I don't know how to obtain it. But you know how to obtain it. Get into that word. Don't just read a scripture a day. And if that's all you do, great. Let's build up. Let's build up to like really reading it. That's what I'm going to start doing in my space. Start going to my space, doing my workout, stretching, reading my word, writing a little bit, having some alone time with the Lord in my own space. Because I know that if he's using me, I want to be as sharp as humanly possible to be used by him. I want my faith levels to be high, because I want faith to believe not just for me, but I got to have faith to believe for you too, whoever God has put in my path.
Because
one thing I don't do, I ain't going to sit up there and tell you I have faith for something I don't have faith for. That's a lie. It's one thing to speak those things that are not as if they are. It's another thing to be flat out lying. So I got to have faith for it too. And you got to have faith for you and faith for those that God has called for you.
Mm-hmm.
And do the things to keep you sharp and to keep your discernment on point. Because sometimes you be like, think you're a little off base there. That's that faith to believe that you're going to hear clear from God. Because sometimes somebody will, they got muddy ears. You ever got mud in your ears? Anybody ever play in the dirt as a kid? Or am I the only one? I used to like to play with the boys, me and my sister. I like playing with dogs and all that, but I like to play with the boys in rough house and stuff. If you got dirt in your ears, you don't hear as clear. You're playing in the mud. When you get all that dirt out, then you can hear clear again. Some people got muddy ears. And your ears are clear. And you might have to let them know, I'm not discerning that, but let's have faith together to believe that you're going to get it, that you're going to hear very clear, that you'll get that dirt cleaned out. We got to be there for one another. We got to look out for one another. especially in these times, especially when we know what's going to happen, especially when we know that even some of the elite will be deceived. Let's try to prevent that with one another. Don't just
be like, shoot, as long as I'm not deceived, that's on you.
No, that's not how we operate. We are not like the world. That's some selfish stuff. The world, that's the world's way. Every man for himself. We're one mind, one body, one accord.
Yeah.
You said what?
I can't see. See how many people are.
Oh. Let me scroll. We got one.
Yeah, that's
right. You want to unmute or what do you
want to
do? We got 30 minutes. Okay. Let's go. We're going to start doing some prayers. Well, let me do a collective prayer before we start answering calls. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We're thankful. With thankful hearts, Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit tonight. We thank you for the manifestation of faith in your people, Father God. We thank you that we are getting clear understanding of how to get an answer to our prayers. We thank you for the leadership of this ministry. We thank you, Father God, for the obedience. And my prayer, Father God, for all of us is that we are all accountable to the call that you have on our lives and that we take it very serious so that we can be used at the highest levels. Help us to remove ourselves and so that it can be all you in our lives and in our ministries and in our callings. And Lord, just answer the prayers of your people, Father God. Give them assurance so that they can fully trust. So that they can trust. We all want to just trust you fully, Father God, and have peace. And even when we live in uncertain times, we don't serve an uncertain God. We know that you are certain. So it doesn't matter what the times are. It matters who we're serving in the time. And you are a certain God. You are certainty and expected. Your word says that you have an expected end for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not uncertain. If you can't be uncertain and expected. So we thank you that despite the times, that we know that we are in your hands. We are in your care. And we can focus on that. Help us, Lord, to do the things that we need to do to be strong in our faith, Lord. Help us, Father God, to focus on the things that we need to focus on and to remove, eliminate, or ignore the distractions. Because we want everything that your word has promised us. Because what you have already said is true. Those are facts. Help us to be bold in our faith, Lord Jesus. Bold in it. We just love and honor you, and we pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let's start answering calls. First caller is 903-918. Who are we speaking to?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Great.
Well, I know.
Great.
Amen. I said, I know y'all are doing good because the Holy Ghost is on this line tonight for real.
Amen.
Say, man, don't get me started. Please don't get me started, Shea. Please. Oh, my God. Let's pray. I got a verse for you. Let's go to Philippians. I don't know which one. Okay, Philippians 3, I'm going to start with verse 2. I'm reading from the King James. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the conscientious. I mean, is that, no. What's that? Is that conscience?
Let me see.
No, I ain't never seen that word. Hell, man, boy.
Which, where are we at?
Yeah,
beware.
Right. As you know, contrary, I want to make sure.
Was it concision?
Concision?
Let me look that up.
Concision.
You know I love words.
Beware of the concision. Yeah, I want to find out what that is. Because I'm learning that myself.
Okay. It went straight to Merriam-Webster. Concision. Yeah, concision.
Mm-hmm.
It means cutting up or off, the quality or state of being concise.
Okay.
And concise means...
Okay, I know what concise means.
Okay.
Okay, I had never... I've never said it outside of being concise.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, concision. Okay, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
Hmm. What scripture was that?
It's Philippians 3:2. Have no confidence in the flesh. Lord, we just thank God for sharing tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for strengthening her to help those that are depending so much on like their own way, their own ideas, their own flesh, finding security in the flesh, finding security in how they feel. And God is like taking you to a new level in really understanding how to really put feelings in check, because so many people in the world is okay with people justifying things based off of how they feel, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times. How you feel and people react based off how they feel and do stupid things, you know, all the time. And the world kind of applauds it. They kind of praise it. But I see God using you to really show the sourness of it. Because the Bible tells us to beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. People out there are working, doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in whose spirit? People are like, where is your God? In the spirit. What you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus. Not only do we worship God in the spirit, when we get in the spirit, we'll be rejoicing in Christ Jesus. And he said, have no confidence in the flesh. Like, no confidence in the flesh. You know, if I put these hours in, I'm going to put these extra 4 hours in, then I can get this extra money, and then I can do that. That works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But because you said you wanted to believe God, that method ain't going to work for you. Because you decided to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Those methods don't apply to you. You really got to walk and step out in on faith and get out of the flesh. Fleshly understanding. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because so many of us, the world puts confidence in it. They put confidence in PowerPoints and algorithms. They put confidence in spreadsheets. They put confidence in data. Oh, the data don't lie. Numbers don't lie. It could be typos, though. You could get glitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the computer read that. Yeah. No, you don't know how. Because that's where your confidence is. See, when you got confidence in God, you look at everything else. When you see everything else flawed and you see everything else messed up, you understand it. You have an expectation for it. I already know that that's limited.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to use it the way God wants me to use it. I'm going to go the direction that God wants me to go with it. You know, the process of buying this home. Lord told me a while ago that things wouldn't, the way that I walk, the way that I live, is not going to happen the normal way. It's going to be, the Lord gave me the word unorthodox. And when he gave it to me, I told my wife, I said, look, the Lord said it's not going to happen in a regular way.
It's going to happen for us in an unorthodox way. Knowing what unorthodox meant, but still not knowing exactly how it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But trusting what the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
And then witnessing that very thing happened. And so when that very thing happened, based off the faith that I used, now deposited more faith. Because now my faith is increased, because not only did I believe it, I saw it manifest. And so guess what? I'm waiting on the next thing that God says for me to have faith for. I put my faith on and watch it happen. Well, the next thing has already come. It's already here. And so my level of confidence is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only does God not fail, are you hearing me? You're not taking a chance when you follow God. You're not taking a chance when you do what God says. You're not taking a chance. You're stepping into an opportunity. You're stepping in an opportunity for greatness, an opportunity for development, an opportunity for change, an opportunity for growth, and an opportunity to help. That's what comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't have confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. And so that's what I got for you tonight, Michelle. That don't have any confidence, you know, in the flesh and how man has things. You know, all of that is limited. You know, they have good plans out there. They got good seminars you can go to and learn good skills. But those particular things, the Lord is saying, does not apply to us as those that chose to believe what he said. Because if what they saying ain't saying what he's saying, guess what? They ain't talking about us.
Yeah, liars.
Well, you know, if you do this right here, in 6 months you can have this. Okay, you have to have the mindset, okay, that doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, but I heard what God said. And so what I'm going to do is focus on what God said. I'm still going to apply. I'm still going to go through, I'm going to take the necessary steps that's already been prepared for me. I'm going to walk this thing out as if I meet all of the qualifications that you are saying right now. Because I do. Because I'm going off what God said. And so with me stepping out on my faith, it's not that I'm going to look bad. See, that's the thing. That's the trick the devil try to get us caught up in, how you going to look. And first things first, it ain't about you. It's not about us. So if you're at a point to where you're thinking about how you're going to look, you're already in the wrong frame of mind. It's not about how you're going to look when God tells you something. It's on him at that point. You stepping out on what God has said you to do. You step out on what God has said you to do, and he's going to prove himself. You just walk in obedience. That's all I got, Michelle. I'm gone.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Michelle. Lord, we thank you for the opening, the awakening. It's like you've been asleep in certain areas, and God is waking you up. He's shaking you awake to see things for what they really are. Because even as being in this world, sometimes we're like, it's like a dream is not real. But it feels real. Right, because you can experience real emotion and all that kind of stuff while you're in a dream, but it's not real. And when you wake up, you be like, "Whoa, so glad that's a dream. That was a dream." Or sometimes you're like, "Oh man, that was a dream." And that's how being in the world but not of it can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a very real experience, but some of the stuff that you experience is not your reality.
No.
just like a dream is not reality, it's a dream. You know, sometimes God can give you a dream that is going to become reality, but at that very moment, it is a dream. That's why we have the difference between there's different ways to describe what realm we're in. We're in the realm of reality. We could be in a dream world. We could be in delusion. There's all sorts of ways to describe our frame of thinking. And God is waking you up in the areas that apply to like that you're living your experience in this world, but you're applying too much of the world's standards to. He's gonna wake you up so that you can live the reality of your kingdom citizenship and what you're entitled to as a kingdom citizen. That don't have to be, the world's ways don't have to be your reality. They're really not your reality. No matter how strong your emotions and how much it feels like it's affecting you, it's not your reality. And God's going to wake you up and show you what your reality is, which far exceeds what you can even hope for or imagine. Like Terrence was just saying, what hit me was when he was saying that, you know what, I'm gonna do it as if I am. Like, if let's say you want to apply for something, they said you got to have this, that, and the other, and God said apply for it, and you know you ain't got this, that, and the other, I'm going to apply for it as if I got this, that, and the other, because that's what God told me to do. Because the world's ways are not my reality. That's the world's reality, but that's not my reality, because I serve a God that supersedes. I serve a God that can open doors. If he could part a Red Sea, then he could qualify me for something I ain't qualified for. I remember when I was in in my first church home, and there was a pastor there named Pastor Jeff, an amazing, anointed man of God. His wife actually, I remember she prayed over me one time and helped me really understand about the power of praying in tongues. But he was a former a firefighter, and he said that when he initially wanted to apply for to be a fireman, he looked at the qualifications, and one of the qualifications was you couldn't have a record of no sort. This is back in the day, because he was an older gentleman, you know, back in early 2000s. And he said he had an extensive criminal record, and that he had gotten into a lot of trouble as a youth and even as a very young adult before he turned his life around. And he said that he was in so much trouble that the local police chief knew him by name and despised him, absolutely didn't like him. By this time, though, he had moved away. So he said that God told him to apply for the position anyway. So he did, as if he met all the requirements. Well, when he got the position, he was like, I know I got a criminal background. So he said he questioned, like, did you guys do the criminal background? Yes, okay, are you sure you sent the information to this town? And they told you nothing? And he's like, yeah. So he called down there to the guy. Either called or went down. I can't remember which one. But he got in touch with the guy who knew him, this police chief who absolutely despised him. Like, do you remember me? Yeah, of course I remember you. He's like, well, I applied for this position, and they did a criminal background check, and I know you know I got a criminal background, so what gives? Like, what's the deal? Because I don't want to get to this position and then later come out that my background comes back, and then now I'm out of the job for, you know, being dishonest or not disclosing. And the guy said he couldn't find no records. He said he don't know. That he would have told that man, absolutely not, this guy is a mess up. And he said that there were no records found. And that guy wanted to find records. You know, so this is not a person who was like, oh, yeah, you turned your life around. No, sometimes people would never see you beyond what you were. Mm-hmm. And this guy was one of them. He didn't care that he was a born-again believer, serving Christ and all that kind of stuff now, had been a pastor. He didn't care about none of that. To him, he was always going to be that criminal. So I'm sure when he saw that name come across his desk, he was like fly rubbing his hands together, like, oh, I can't wait to give you this Encyclopedia Britannica of criminal background. And this guy couldn't find not one thing, couldn't find so much as jaywalking with him, because God can supersede anything. And so, Michelle, all that to say, do what God's telling you to do, and do not make the world's standards of anything your reality. Wake up. He's waking you up. He is waking you up. It's not your reality. Do what he says. That's your reality. I don't care what. How, sometimes that's scary when, you know, you're applying for something or you're doing something and you're like, I'm not supposed to be here. You be what God tells you to be. Lord, we thank you right now for Michelle. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for waking her up. We thank you for you're going to show her in mighty ways, Father God, how you operate. If she's in the world, she ain't of it. Those standards don't apply to her. And that through that faith and believing that, she's going to elevate, she's going to get into places that people are going to really be like, how did you get here? Who sent you? How are you even here? And you get all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Because somebody else just told me something like this earlier today.
Wow.
Yeah. So this has really blown me away. And I was going to ask for prayer for confirmation, but this is it. Oh, my God.
Lord said, I got you. You're going to know that you know that you know. Because there's a confidence that's about to come over you.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, the Lord's letting you know, like, if he says it, that's the confirmation from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he tells you something, that settles it. Like, he's like, I will confirm if you want it. But the confirmation is already there because I just said it. Because I told him.
Yeah. And you'll get more and more confidence. Just like how Tara said, the Lord told him, before we bought our house, we was going to get it. It was going to be unorthodox. But for those who don't know, unorthodox means not done the usual way. And legit, it was completely unorthodox. The whole process, everything was unorthodox. And so now for this next thing that Terrence is entering upon, there's a confidence now. I've seen zero doubt. Because the more you act on what God tells you to do and you see how it plays out, then each time God speaks to you, you'll get bolder and bolder, even though it might seem crazier and out of reach. And it doesn't matter. You'll just be so bold. You will really believe it. And that's how you're going to get. You're going to get to the point where what God says it, I already know that was God. That's what's going to happen. And people will say, that don't make no sense. It don't have to make sense to you. Okay? It makes sense to me. And this is what's going to happen. I ain't worried about none of that because God is going to come through. There's a confidence that you're going to have that's going to be unshakable. People will try to shake your confidence. They will try, and they will not succeed. You will be like an impenetrable wall where you cannot be, your confidence will not be able to be shaken. Mm-hmm. And enough, you know, marching around and shouting in the world, you it's not going to fall. That confidence wall is not going to fall because confidence is like a wall to doubt. It's like a wall. It protects you from doubt. When you're confident, it protects you from quote reality. It protects you from quote, well, this is the usual. It protects you from all that when you have that confidence in Christ. You be like, oh, really? That's how y'all do it? Oh, cool. Yeah, this is what's going to happen. So that's great that you told me how you usually do it, but this is what my Lord said. So that's nice for that I have that information because that's helpful from a testimony. So I'll be able to tell people how, you know, what a bigger deal this is because now I know the usual way. And but that don't apply to me, but appreciate you. That confidence, that confidence will get you very far in life, very far. So I'm excited about it because I know when God started having me bold about stuff, whoo, he couldn't tell me nothing. He could not tell me anything. I didn't care if they told me we ain't never did that in the last 67 years. Well, you gonna do it today? That would be my response. We've never done that before. Well, you going to get ready? You know, buckle up.
First time.
Yeah, exactly. That's the type of confidence you'll have. Because I've literally had situations like that where God told me something was going to happen, and then I come to the person telling what I need them to do, and they said, we ain't never did that before. Okay, well, you're going to. So congrats that you're going to be the first one. You're going to go down in history, the first one to do it, because you're going to, and it came to pass. Instead of me having my confidence shaking, like, oh, well, maybe I heard wrong because they said they never did that before. Nope, I was excited, and I'm letting them know, we're about to do it. Let me prophesy over you because you're about to do it. And it happened. That's how bold you're going to be. Bold. Man, when you have that type of boldness, I mean, you just can't even be shaken. You think, so I'm excited for you, Michelle. I really am.
Praise God. I'm excited, too. Thank you.
Yes, you should. You got anything you, well, you already said what you wanted with government.
So praise God.
Wow.
I just enjoyed the word that y'all, that the Lord was speaking through y'all. That was powerful.
Amen.
Y'all
Amen.
Just keep to be blessed. I'm encouraged. Praise God.
That's good. Amen.
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 Y'all have a good
Thank
night.
You too, Michelle. Wow. I'm gonna hook up that.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
Who is it?
It's Jayla.
I don't know.
No.
We just gonna pray. We just gonna pray and let her go on about her business.
Oh, no.
What's up, girl? How you been, girl?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You picked a really good night to call in because me and the move of God just
to begin with. I'm like, well, I already got my word. They don't even get to me tonight. I'm full.
Oh,
he said, let me show off just a little bit.
Right.
Wow. Let's pray, Jayla. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Jayla, Father God. We thank you for perseverance, Father God. We thank you for passion. Thank you for passion, 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 passion. A simple word that I believe a lot of us use very often. And but really don't understand what it really, you know, signifies. Strong and barely controllable emotion. Like you can hardly control something when you have passion. And then another thing, another definition that they give for passion. The suffering and death of Jesus. Mm. The movie says the passion of the Christ, right? And so wow, that was a strong and barely controllable emotion. You know, that's, it's like the love that God had for us in the extent that he went for us to know how much he loved us is truly the confidence that we should walk in when we're dealing with everything else, because that's what he gave his life for. He had passion. Passion.
Oh, yeah.
He had we are his passion.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to move God, let his people. That's what he's passionate about, believes in him. That's sweet.
Yeah.
I made you. You, yeah, I made you. And you recognize who I am and you believe me? What? Oh, man. You really recognize all I did for you. You see what I've done. I'm getting revelation right now. You see what I've done? Wow. So that's how it is when we reach a level of faith and a level of maturity and understanding what God really did for us. You know, it's like when your children really get to the point where they see
Like, man. I see what my mom sacrificed. Huh. Man, I see what my dad did. Wow. Not that they owe us any. They don't owe me nothing, you know, because that's what God put me here for. But when they recognize, they understand, they can understand and see the love that was involved in it. So now they take on that passion to then do the same for theirs. For God so loved that he gave us everything because of passion. And I see, like, God giving you the a new understanding of passion, and giving you a new direction and where and what and how to pursue that passion that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
Because your passion is connected to your promise.
Mm-hmm.
Your passion is connected to what God has promised you. And what God has promised you is where you're going to gain profit. That's where you're going to benefit it. That's where you're going to profit it. Your passion drives you to your purpose. Connected to your purpose, your purpose is going to produce the profit. You're going to profit from your purpose. Wow.
Wow.
Profit in you. You reach it. Wow.
Good.
My wife looking at me. She's like, she looks up. When I be saying certain things, she'll look up and she give me that look. She listening, she getting something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I got for you, Taylor. It's your passion is going to increase, and you're gonna begin to push toward it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real thing, what it really is, and not dealing with the counterfeits. Like, now you ain't passionate about counterfeits, you're passionate about what's real. And so you don't have to deny what you believe is real, because what you believe is real is what God has shown you, so it is real. And so when you come across something that is a counterfeit, you don't allow that to burden you or to confuse you or to throw you off thinking that what God has told you is real ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Because you dealt with a counterfeit.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Jayla. Father God, we thank you for her understanding the phases and processes. It's like I like art. I love art, any type of art, whether it be poetry, whether it be drawing, painting, music. I love art. I love creativity. And I love even the process of art. Like if you've ever watched an artist create a song or a producer make a beat, how there's layers to it, how they start maybe with a drum beat or a piano, and then maybe they'll add some violins, and they'll add. And there's beauty in every part of the process. Even some of the most renowned painters, some of their pieces that are on display were not finished pieces, but they're considered masterpieces, but they're not even finished, you know, based on the history of the artist. You know, they might have found sketches or whatever the case may be, so they were not finished, but there's beauty in it. And God is going to show you the beauty of processes, because sometimes we just want the finished product. We think everything in between is ugly, and it's not true. There's beauty in the process. There's beauty in it just being just the piano right now, and then adding the violin. Okay, wow, that sounds even better. Okay, and then adding this, adding drums, the cello, bird chirps in the background, whatever the case may be, to the finished product. There's beauty in it, and God is going to show you the beauty in the process. There's a beauty in the process of humanity. One of my favorite Bible heroes is David. He was beautifully human, extremely flawed, but God himself said he was a man after his own heart. So we are watching a man after his own heart have a very human experience. We're seeing have some, what can, some people probably could say, have some bipolar moments in the book of Psalms. Where he like basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, Lord, cut off the heads of my enemies because they try to get me, and you're going to let them, you're just going to let them get me, Lord. That's what you're going to do. That's how we're going to do. You know, you ain't going to do that because ever will I serve you. That's really how some of them Psalms be going. You'd be like, damn, it's really going through. He's beautifully human. We all go through that. Well, you like, Lord, you just gonna let them lie on me like that? Or you just gonna leave me in the dark like that? Or I'm praying. You don't hear me? You just gonna let me just scream at you like that? You just gonna leave me a couple? You know what? You're not gonna do that. And your word is true. Because we all do that. It's beautifully human. There's beauty in that. Because we're giving a human experience, which is why I think it's part of the reason why I like music. I love music because it tells human experiences. I don't have to listen to just gospel music or I like music because somebody's telling about their human experience. Even if their human experience doesn't line up to the word of God, it's very human.
Mm-hmm.
They might have in that phase of their life been wayward, but it's something that's true. And so it's something that if I have an understanding of that, I know how to minister to that. Because it's true. It's a human experience. There's beauty in humanity. And there's beauty in phases. There's beauty in the middle. There's beauty in the beginning. I still remember how it was when I was in the beginning of my walk. I cringe now. But there was beauty in it. I was so passionate, so on fire for Christ. So on fire. I was like a little baby John Hagee, though. You're all going to hell. You know, that was me. And this is and meant it because I didn't want them to go to hell. There was beauty in that. My little 22-year-old self just, you know, ministering to people and people I knew as believers too. You can't be doing it as that's hellbound. The Lord ain't pleased with that. And I meant it. I was just trying to get people right. My approach might have been dead wrong and abrasive, but I was so sincere. There was beauty in that. I had to learn. But God taught me. Ooh, yes, fire and brimstone. Do you hear me? Like,
I can see you now.
I mean, I might have been standing on the corner with the cardboard sign that the end is near. That should have been me.
You know Jesus is bound of your sin.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your name, Christ. That was me. God got me together. He really did. But there was beauty in even when I was that way because I was just misguided, but sincere. Just loving on people. They didn't want nobody to perish. I'm reading that scripture that he don't want none to perish. I'm like, you are perishing, and God don't want that. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And they were sitting like, excuse me? Perishing. But there was beauty in that. There's beauty in my brokenness in my middle phase. There's beauty in all phases, and God is going to show you that. Because we will get so focused on what we want in the end product that we will miss the beauty in the middle. We will miss the beauty of the process. We will miss it. And there's learning for everything. Sometimes we really do just want to go to sleep and wake up and be at the end. I know I've literally sat there like, Lord, I know you got a time machine. I could just wake up and have this whole experience be over and done, and I ain't got to deal with that, and we could just say we did and didn't.
Yep.
That ain't how life works. And even through things that I didn't want to experience, I have found beauty in them now because the Lord gives us beauty for ashes. So even when our process feels like a very burnt up process, that ain't nothing left but ashes, we will get beauty for it. And God wants you to see that. Because we can find beauty in everything. Everything you can find beauty, you can find it. But if we're not looking for it or if we are so focused on the end result, we will compare what we are trying to get to what we are right now. What we are right now is what we are. Mm-hmm. We getting there.
Wow.
But this is where we are. This is me right now. Broken and flawed and trying and striving and wanting better and trying to figure this thing out. There's beauty in that. And God's going to show you that. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for giving Jayla the eyes to see the beauty in phases, the beauty in how you are. You are like the conductor. You are the potter. We're the clay. And you're sculpting our lives. And help her to see the beauty of that, of the unfinished work that is on its way to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
As you, every stroke of your brush in our life, every a mold of the clay in our lives, that you're creating a masterpiece and there's beauty in it. We're beautifully human. We're having a human experience, but we serve an extraordinary God who is capable of carrying us through and seeing us through and seeing the work finished in his way, with his molding and with his guidance. And we thank you for that, Father God. So Lord, help her to see that, to take the scales off and to take the blinders off and to see the beauty of things.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Literally, I would like to cry right now because it's just, God is so good. Everything that you all are saying right now, it's just, wow. Like, literally, if anybody else knows on PGN, like, how emotional I am, I feel like you all know. And today, I just had, because I feel like in the past few months, I've just been, like, stuck in this rut of just allowing my emotions to take over me, because I am a very emotional person. So for you to mm-hmm. even start off by saying like passion, because I didn't even know that was the actual definition of passion, honestly, about having mm-hmm. so many emotions, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
so it's just like hearing that, and also like just today, like spending time being extra intentional with God and just trying, because I'm in a place where it's like, I want to get, you know, just I want to truly walk with God in the way that I'm not limiting myself. Like, I'm tired of being in my own way, you know? So
mm-hmm.
in my worship time, like, in my time with God today, like, literally, it was crazy because I was actually reading Psalms, and it was David. He was just letting his emotions out, and it was so crazy because I just felt a sense of peace while reading it that I have literally, I can't say that I've ever felt before with going to like having all the emotions that I have within myself and reading the Bible. Like, cause sometimes I can just flip through pages, listen to all the worship songs, and it's like, I still feel all this emotion. I still feel like all of these things. And today I just felt God's peace wrap around me and was just like, it's okay. Like, you can feel the way that you're feeling, but just know that I'm going to make everything okay. Like, everything that you're going through is purposeful. And it just kind of like, it's not even kind of, it just shifted me in this different place today. And it's just like, just knowing and just being, seeing God in a different way, because I know personally I've been in my relationship with God, just seeing God in a way, like, how do I put this? Just going to him a lot of the times when times get bad, kind of not having my walk with him in the same way when I'm rejoiceful and when I'm happy, like, you know, just more or mm-hmm. less going to him with problems and really, you know, like, I'm fasting because I want to know an answer to this, or, you know, just always wanting something from him. And today it, mm-hmm. it was really different. And it's just like, I'm just worshiping you simply because of who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the fact that I know you can bring me peace, the fact that you can change this whenever you want me, you know, you can change everything around whenever you want to. And I'm just thankful that you're like, you know, that I'm just chosen, that you have me in this moment. And I have
wow.
to also, I came to realize that I'm literally sitting in blessings that I was crying over some months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's so crazy to me. Like, even when you brought up the whole thing about the journey, I have to come to, I'm literally about to cry now, but I want to do things by the book so much, and I always try to be so perfect and all this stuff. And it's not like so many people put pressure on me. I put pressure on myself. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, I don't have to be that. And it's just so freeing to know, like, where I am right now is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to go through a journey to get to the point. And it's crazy that you actually use art and, like, music and stuff like that, because I'm very much into arts and creative spaces and different things. So it's just like, I know
mm-hmm.
even on that way, you can't just, a masterpiece can't be created, like, in 2 seconds, you know? Like, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's even processes within that, like, for people to actually be even able to create. So it's just like, my perspective about everything right now is just being changed so much, and I'm really just thankful and just trying to soak everything up. And I know whatever God is doing right now, I'm happy to be able to receive it and just see him in a different light, because I've literally never felt this type of peace that I have right now, and just knowing that whatever happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, God is over everything, and I'm right where I need to be, you know?
Yeah.
So absolutely. I thank you all for your continued prayers all the time on and off PGN. Like, I am really so thankful for you both, and I love you all. Like, I'm so glad, and I'm thankful that you allow God to use you in the magnitude, not just for me, but for other people too, because I know so many people are blessed by you all being able to, you know, just be vessels, you know. So I really love y'all, and I'm really, really appreciative of you both.
We love you too, girl.
Yeah, you know, we love you, and we thank God for your life, and we're just excited for you, because we know where we've seen in the spirit who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, this is what it takes. This is what it takes. You know, you kind of remind me of, if you've ever saw Sarah Jakes, Robert, T.D. Jakes' daughter, what she had to go through to be the confident, strong woman that she is today. And that's kind of like how I see you, very confident, very strong, but have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you study some of those artists and those masterpieces that they made, they went through it to get to those masterpieces. Like, some of mentally even, to get it to be where they want it to be. But the beauty is that God is our creator. We are his greatest work. And some of the most beautiful things come out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most beautiful things come from pressure, like diamonds. You know, but it start off as coal. Coal is dirty. You ever seen people that work in a coal mine? They look disgusting when they come out. It really is dirt. But that pressure, beauty comes out of it. So just know that God has this beauty. Your life is going to be a thing of beauty. That's like your call. Your call is to have a beautiful life. That's a beautiful thing in itself. But right now you're just going through the phases that it takes to get there, but that peace is going to stay on you. So no matter what comes your way, you have that peace that surpasses understanding. So just hold on to it. Don't let anything, anybody disturb it, because that's you're entitled to it. So somebody try to come messing with your peace, this is my birthright. I'm entitled to this peace. You don't have the right to come disturbing it.
Right.
That's the grace that God is going to give you. That's the grace that God has given you to get through the phases, to get to where you're going, is that peace. Don't let anything disturb it. Nobody. You let people know, you disturbing my peace. I got to go. Because, no, it's not going to happen. And just be thankful. Stay with a heart of thanksgiving, because that's what's going to get you to where you got to go. It's the thanksgiving in your heart and the praises. Praises. We be looking for answers. All we got to do is praise God. That's what's going to get us through, praising God. So we're grateful that you called in tonight. We're going to clear it off so people can call back and hit one and listen to Randy. But you know, we love you, and we're always praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I love you both.
We love you, Jalen. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. That's our time. We're going to go ahead and clear off. Call back, hit one so you can get in the queue. Let's see what Randy's got to say tonight. Well, what the Lord has to say through Randy, and get some prayer. Anyway, till next time, we love you all. Good night.
Good night.